This is the GOAT on Radio KCUF, bringing you death metal for your tortured soul. Like clotted veins, it is the process of a civilization which has slowly cast aside value in the face of the fear of death. This is our exploration of the land beyond the senses, where science meets pure mysticism, the moment of separation of soul and mortal body. We are ourselves voyagers, distant capsules from a perhaps even more distant land, drifting throughout a wide expanse of space, spreading like foam on sand on a seashore, distributed forever in the ways of chaos, without concern for our existence. Our continued pain is only proof of our continued endurance. Our suffering is a badge of our commitment to further recreate our world in our image. Are we afraid of God, the one whose image limits us, or are we ready to strike out, to dig anew, to change the face of what he is, to alter that which we walk upon? Death metal is about breaking boundaries, and perhaps even turning the cross upside down. There's a lot of Satan in this genre since it started with the evil triad of Possessed, Morbid Angel, and Slayer. But its second generation brought some fresh newcomers to wave the pentagram flag. This is a name well known to you, but perhaps not well known in this form. Sepultura with Mayhem.
Yeah!
smears of filth upon the holy orb of God that was innocence defiled from pessimist out on Lost Disciple Records. The name of the album is Cult of the Initiated, and it has a cool quasi-pentagram on it. Before that was a very young Sepultura. This is from their Morbid Vision / Bestial Devastation sessions. That was Mayhem, their song about true chaos. All in the corruption, where in the details perhaps are found the textures that clue us into the significance of the whole. Us otherwise lost wanderers on a planet of patterns we can match, not ever quite equaling our imagined enemy and dark equal in the forces of life. This next band really is not well known anymore, mainly because, well, they sort of peaked early and faded out and never quite made it into the mainstream death metal thing, but they still are beautiful for what they do, unforgettable for what they are, unreal for the world in which we exist. This is Rigor Mortis, Bodily Dismemberment. We'll be right back. Life to you is such a wretched task. That was Atheist with an Incarnation's Dream, a view of perhaps the end of civilization. Before that was those mad Czech bashers, Krabathar with Apocrypha, and previous to that was Rigor Mortis with a classic, Bodily Dismemberment. That album, which I believe was called Rigor Mortis, was produced by Hypoluxa and Hermes Pan, no other than the original Ministry team, who later adopted guitarist Skasha for their own staff. Quite a performance, quite an era. That was 1988, before death metal had really gotten quite established, and there it is, high-speed melodic death metal, in many ways presaging a lot of what was to come, including black metal. In any case, this was a good foundation. We've built you here. Put your feet in this concrete. Declare the victory of death, for we crusade against the life which would deny death, therefore determining, dooming, worshipfully condemning itself forever to death. For our final song, we have an expression of life from some insane masters of blurringly fast, brutal music. This is Liege of Inveracity. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to KCUF Radio.